Second paragraph of Abbas, Mishnah 10, Machikim es Hamishra min Hayek. He should be Machik, place where you soak flax from vegetables growing, because it damages the vegetables, Vesakrishim min Psalim, some type of vegetable. Some say it's a leek, some say it's other vegetables, leafy vegetables from the onions. They cause nezik to one another. V'sechadol min advoirim. And also the mustard from the bees, because it causes damage to each other. Rabbi Yisi matav b'chadol. The Gemara comes out that Rabbi Yisi v'esem is matav by all of these, because he holds the rule that the only time you have to be machik if something was called giri delay, which means it's a direct damage, and therefore it's as if you shot an arrow at the neighbor's property. But in these things which the damage just takes over a period of time, it causes damage, and it's not a direct immediate damage, Rabbi Yisisa holds that the person they're not required to be machik. Each one could do, put his thing there, and eventually get a mask with the other one is responsible to protect himself. So why does Rabbi Yisi say that he's only matter by chadol? According to what he's saying, he's matter by all of these. So Gemara says in the Chanam, he's matter by all of these. He's saying that even you, chachomim, that ask another ones, should be matter by chadol. Why? Because he held by the case of chadol that that the person who's being mazik has to be mazik himself. He says, by the case of the chadol and dvorim, each one seems to be mazik each other, then one is not more responsible than the other one. That was his opinion. And they say, no, that's not the case. They're not one being mazik the other one, but they say that the chadol is mazik the dvorim because they pick up the sharp mustard and it damages their honey making process. But they are not mazik the chadol, because any nezik they do will grow back again, and therefore it's the responsibility of the Baal HaChadol to separate himself. Ram says that even though we pass like Rabbi Yisi, you don't have to be machik, but that's up to Gimel Tvochim, not more. The Ram says that even though we pass like Rabbi Yisi, they don't have to be machik. That means that you don't have to be machik a larger distance, but three tefachim, even Rabbi Yisi's moed that you have to be machik, because that's considered immediate damage from one to the other within three tefachim.